I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I'm very pleased to have my next guest with me. He is running for governor here in the great state of Texas. He is a Christian constitutional conservative, a combat veteran, and a former member of U.S. Congress. His life's been defined as one of service, sacrifice, and commitment to this republic, the United States of America, and he believes it will be conservative free market policies, not politics, that secures a sound economic future for Americans with growth, opportunity, and returning the promise of the American dream for this generation and those to come. I want to welcome Lieutenant Colonel retired Alan West. Alan, welcome. So good to have you. Thank you, sir, for being here.
Pastor Greg, it's great to be back with you, and it was good seeing you a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely. Great to see you at CPAC in Dallas, 100%. Yep. Well, there's a lot going on here, and I know I apologize. I get a little fired up, and I was a little fired up in the green room, folks. But I get fired up when we see conservatives lied to about bills like the heartbeat bill, as an example, where everybody got excited about the heartbeat bill, except that what is not understood is that it is a bunch of empty hot air. Because the heartbeat bill has no criminal action will be taken. If you report an abortion doctor that you believe has performed an abortion on a baby that has a heartbeat to whatever authority, they're going to tell you, go get an attorney and file a civil lawsuit. Because that's what the bill says.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah,
please.
You're absolutely right. No, you're absolutely right, but you know what I found so very disconcerting was this past Saturday, you know, we had the opportunity to attend a little GOP, barbecue rally, a picnic down in Austin County, just there around Sealy, Texas, west of Houston, and the governor was there to be the guest speaker for the event, but the crazy and sad thing was that he started talking about the heartbeat bill. He started talking about constitutional carry and how he was for these things and how great it was and how he signed it into law. But, you know, he's not telling the truth about what you just said. And I think that's so deceptive when we have people that play these political word games and they don't tell the people the full extent of the measures that they have passed or signed into law.
Well, it's, you know, the idea is well, now, you know, we can, people can go to sleep at night and feel good that in the state of Texas, there's a heartbeat bill. But folks, in the middle of the night, you better be having nightmares about the bloodshed of the innocent babies' lives that are still being slaughtered in this state. And one of the biggest Planned Parenthood abortion mills in the country is found right down the road from me in San Antonio. Huge, multi-million dollar complex where they murder Texas babies. It's a mill, and it's disgusting, and it's not going to stop because the heartbeat bill has no teeth.
Well, it's not just what you mentioned in San Antonio. We also need to remember that the second largest facility for murdering unborn babies in the world is located in Houston, Texas, on I-45, just on the south side of downtown in a black neighborhood, where you find 70% to 73% of Planned Parenthood clinics in the country found in urban black communities. And you look at the history of Margaret Sanger. What I found so interesting, Pastor Greg, is all this talk from the left about being woke and white supremacy and racism and everything, but no one is talking about Margaret Sanger and her background. She's the founder of Planned Parenthood, who referred to blacks as undesirables and human weeds. The fact that she spoke at Klan rallies and things of this nature, you can read her writings, and it's right there, clear as all get out. And we are talking about numbers that are genocidal since Roe v. Wade. When you look at 20, maybe upwards to 25 million black babies murdered in the womb since Roe v. Wade, no one's talking about that. And I think those are the type of things that we need to be addressing. Those are the type of things we need to talk about instead of these, you know, feel-good measures that do get passed in the legislative session. But like you said, it doesn't have any teeth.
No, and the constitutional carry bill, as you said, you know, the governor actually fought that, and it wasn't until very, very, very late in the session, and he had received probably a million phone calls, that he finally came around and said, oh, I support that. I'm in favor of that. And this is what we've watched, ladies and gentlemen, with Governor Abbott at every single election cycle. You know, his whole thing about as the attorney general, he filed the most lawsuits of any attorney general in the United States against Barack Obama. Except what they didn't tell you is that 99% of those were immediately dismissed based on a simple procedural ground because they were nothing but a bunch of wordless, gutless, teethless paperwork that did nothing for no one except gain headlines.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think that, you know, the governor is very comfortable being a litigator. But when you look at what is happening in our country right now, and especially on our border here in Texas, where we have a 1,254 miles that we share with a foreign nation that is really destabilized and run by the narco-criminal terrorist group we call the cartels, you know, filing lawsuits is not what you should be doing. We have a border that needs to be secure. We have people pouring into the state of Texas illegally. They're not getting COVID testing. They're not being forced to take shots. But yet we have people here in Texas that are losing their jobs because you have, you know, Houston Medical or some of these other employers telling them that they're going to get fired. And so where's the governor standing up for individual rights? You know, it's so funny that, you know, we were talking about, you know, the heartbeat bill and murdering unborn babies. The left always says, my body, my choice. But when it comes to this vaccine and, you know, forcing people to take a vaccine, you know, what comes to the choice then? What happens to the choice of what goes into my body now? And so that's why we need to have strong leadership that stands up to protect our borders, stands up to make sure that we don't have these criminal illegal immigrants all over the place, protecting life here in the state of Texas. You know, you have to be so just so thankful for what the people did out in Lubbock, Texas, to stand up against their city council, get the petitions, get something on the ballot, and now they're the largest sanctuary city for life in the United States of America. So I want to, as governor, make sure that, number one, I'm not asking or begging the federal government for permission to protect the state of Texas, mm-hmm. which is what we see happening right now with our border. I want to make sure that we're protecting Texas citizens, and I want to make sure we're protecting Texas children. How insane it is, Pastor Greg, that we are chemically and physically castrating children in the state of Texas, and we have Republicans in control of the House and the Senate, a Republican governor, and they defeated two bills that would have ended child gender mutilation modification here in Texas. And what did Governor Abbott do last week? He sent a letter to the Department of Family and Child Protective Services asking them if they thought that child gender modification was child abuse. That's not what leaders do.
Wait, do you need to ask such a question? I mean, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that's what he did.
No, I understand, but that's why I'm asking my audience that question. Does one need to ask whether or not genital mutilation is child abuse? I mean, if somebody walked into your house and started mutilating your child's genitals, would you sit back and say, I'm sorry, I'm wondering, do you think that what you're doing to my kid is child abuse? I don't think you'd stop and ask that question. Those are the thoughts of a very strange and depraved mind, in my opinion. You've talked about protecting the children of Texas, which I applaud you for. You've talked about border protection. There's a couple other things that I'd like to get your thoughts on. One is property taxes, and the other one is our energy. There's a move in Texas amongst the left to try to force the Texas grid to join more closely with the other two grids in our country and to steal Texas's energy independence and not defend it.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, let's start with that one first and foremost. The United States of America was energy independent because of Texas. And under Governor West, Texas will continue to be a leader in energy independence, not just for the United States of America, but for us, the state of Texas. But what we do have to make sure is that Texas never again looks like North Korea at night when we saw Texas go completely dark. So we've got to make sure that we're managing our energy resources properly. We've got to make sure that we have all the backup systems so that if one system goes down, like we saw with the wind energy, where we have 23% of our energy distribution plan going to wind, which is an unreliable source. You know, I'm not going to build any more wind farms in Texas, and I'm going to reduce that number of the energy distribution plan because we don't want Texans to have to suffer. And we are the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. So let's make sure that we're capitalizing on the natural gas that we have here. And I think one of the things we need to do is look at the Texas grid. We've got to break it down into, you know, different regions within the Texas grid, and then make sure that we have task organized energy distribution, being the oil, the natural gas, coal, and as well as nuclear power, so that we have all of those systems in place. They are redundant, and I am not going to tolerate any of the energy providers here selling outside of the Texas grid before they make sure the Texans have energy. Now, the other thing, we'll talk about property taxes. Pastor Greg, I find it absolutely insidious that our system of taxation here in the state of Texas is based upon the principles of Karl Marx and the Communist Manifesto. First and foremost, we have a progressive tax system called the property tax system that is based upon the appraisal district continuing to come down and raise property taxes. And you have to, you know, pay on that. And then the other thing is that we are, you know, undermining private property ownership, yep. which is another thing that Karl Marx talked about, eliminating private property. And so you can never really own your home in Texas. You're renting your home from the government. And I think that it is time that we start looking at the system of taxation that we had in the United States of America prior to 1917, when we implemented the income tax. And that was a consumption-based tax based upon the goods and services that you purchase. And I'd like to, you know, start sitting down and making sure that we look at moving away from property taxes. Right now, if we do have a budget surplus, we can see how that can go to pay down the maintenance and operations for the school districts so that we can provide some property tax relief. But we cannot continue down this path where Texans can't own their own home.
Yeah, it's really quite scary. Something at the very top of your list is rule of law. Talk to me about how you plan to implement a rule of law.
Well, there are three branches of government. There's the legislative branch, which is the most powerful. You look at the Texas Constitution or the U.S. Constitution. You have the executive branch. You have the judicial branch. And each of them has their duties and responsibilities and roles. The legislature, they're the ones that, you know, come up and draw the bills. Once they pass, they go to the executive to be signed into law. And then, of course, the judicial branch is supposed to interpret the law. But what we see happening here in Texas and what happened last year during the whole COVID issue was that Governor Abbott made himself a constitutional monarch when we live in a constitutional republic. And you cannot go down. No elected official has the enumerated power to decide who or what is essential. Not in Texas, not in America. Benjamin Franklin said those who would surrender essential liberty for temporary security in the end deserve neither liberty nor security. So we're not going to be shutting down businesses. And right now, Texas is the number one state in the United States of America for business bankruptcies. We're not going to, all of a sudden start, appropriating money unilaterally from the executive branch, which is what Governor Abbott did when he took $278 million and appropriated it to an MTX corporation for contact tracing. That's supposed to go through the legislative branch. And so when I talk about the rule of law, you're not going to see me changing Texas election law, extending early voting an additional week, because that's something that the legislature is supposed to do.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, if you can stay with me for just a few more minutes, Colonel West, I'll greatly appreciate it. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. I know that you're traveling, and I want to make sure that you arrive at your destination on time, though. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. You can find Colonel West at west4texas.com. West4texas.com to get more information and to support Colonel West as well in his bid to become the next governor of the great state of Texas. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, and I'll be back with more right after this brief break. Again, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Get the podcast each and every day at the close of our program. You can pick it up and listen at your convenience.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Colonel Alan West. He is running for the governor of the great state of Texas. West, the number 4, Texas.com, to learn all about his campaign. One of the things you have up here, Colonel, is curtailing foreign influence, and obviously having been a retired military colonel, you definitely understand the national security concerns regarding that. But what are some of your concerns about what's happening between Texas and some of these foreign entities?
Well, sure. First and foremost, we've got tunnels that are coming into Texas out of Mexico. If we do not curtail the activities and secure our border, We are now looking at about 160 different countries that we have detained people coming into our country and coming into Texas, and then they're dispersed into our country. But most disconcerting is that when you read about, you know, a former Chinese People's Liberation Army general that has bought, you know, major ranch land down around Laughlin Air Force Base, down around Del Rio, and guess what? That's where you see a lot of the infiltration coming across and the invasion of illegal immigrants. But he is right there along the flight path of one of our most important and strategic military bases, Laughlin, which is where we do pilot training. Up here in North Texas, where I live, ZTE and Huawei, which are two telecommunications firms controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, are right there in Richardson and Plano, Texas. Richardson is one of the growing tech hubs here outside of Austin in the state of Texas. But then, of course, the rise of Islamic jihadism, one of the hot spots in the state of Texas is Richardson, Texas. And I can tell you it was about a month ago that I was at a rally to support Israel as they were under attack from Hamas. And you could not imagine the people that came out waving those Palestinian Liberation Organization flags and supporting Hamas and shouting on Preston Road in Dallas, Texas, death to Israel. So we've got some things we need to work on.
All right, Colonel, thank you so much. Final seconds, just give me final thoughts, hope for Texas.
There's always hope for Texas because people have always stood on freedom's ramparts, and that's why I want to make sure that we bring that hope and protect it and defend the Texas Republic.
Amen. Thank you, Colonel, so very much for being with us, and best wishes in your continued campaign. I look forward to having you back again very soon. Folks, we're going to take a break. Hour number two coming up straight ahead here on Chosen Generation Radio.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.